Called to the booth week 17. Now we know fantasy football is over with. The champions have already been crowned. We're going to give you some tips on next year, and we're going to give you some game on this last week so you can win some cash in your DFS. Call to the booth. Drop that beat, Paul.
As you alluded to, Akeem, we are done with fantasy football season. Shout out to you for helping me along the way. And I'm sure a lot of people are saying that who rode with us for the entirety of the year, because some people won championships who listened to us, and that one of those people being me. Before we get to DFS, real quick, I do want to talk about some fantasy football decisions people are making. You know, this fantasy football thing is real, real. Like, there are people already making draft boards. There are people making draft boards before the NFL draft for what they're doing.
They're in the offseason, huh?
Yeah, they in the offseason. They're working hard. Some of these leagues are no joke, for real, for real. That being said, give us your insight on, we'll pick four people here that maybe you like or you don't like going into the next season, 2021 season of fantasy football. Name me a running back that you're really going to prioritize in the draft next year.
Oh, we got to go. I mean, we already know the Kamaras, the Christian McCaffreys. We already know those guys, the Dalvin Cooks. So, man, let's go there. Young boy. Who's my young boy in Jacksonville?
James Robinson.
Let's go James Robinson, man. He'll be one of my top picks, because if you think they had a great plan for him this year, wait till they get a real starting quarterback to mix in that equation. It's going to open it up even more for him. So James Robinson, he going to be one of my top picks next year out the gate.
I know we discussed before the show, we discussed Jonathan Taylor as well. Going to be very interesting to see where he lands, because yes, he ended up as a top six, top seven running back, mm-hmm. especially with the way the schedule was, but Marlon Mack should be coming back. Nyheim Hines still has packages out of that backfield, and we don't necessarily know who the quarterback is going to be. So as well as Jonathan Taylor finished, I guess there is still a level of uncertainty and if that can continue for year two.
Yeah, because, I mean, like you said, Marlon Mack coming back. And then you saw this year, one game, Taylor would go ham. The next game, for whatever reason, they just let Hines tote the rock a lot. So it was like they kind of believe in keeping their backs fresh over there. So they letting the fresh man tote the rock. You add another running back to the equation. They had three running backs really rotating through that backfield. So I mean, Jonathan Taylor, a hell of a player, but we just don't know how many totes he's going to get with that crowded backfield.
Yeah, but shout out for the work that he did to end the season, though. That's a good look. Name me a wide receiver that you're going to prioritize in the draft next year.
Okay, like we said, we ain't going to go with the Mike Evans and the Hopkins. We're going
to
go outside the box. That's too easy. So, number one receiver next year, I'm going to ride with Sutton, man. Cortland Sutton, he's going to come off that ACL injury. And he going to make all kind of plays for Drew Lock. Drew Lock style of play, man, he need a guy who can catch 50-50 balls real good. And that's Cortland Sutton thing. I think any quarterback will fall in love with that. He tore his ACL pretty early, so he got like the long, long version of the rehab, man. So he going to be in the best shape of his life. He going to come back, man, and he going to surprise a lot of guys in the league next year.
And that you're saying that with – it seems like you believe that Drew Lock will be back as the quarterback for the Broncos next year.
Yeah, I think Drew Lock will be back. I think he'll get one more shot. You know what I'm saying? The coaches stay there. The Broncos going to stay put. They've been changing stuff, not giving guys a chance. So I think this time they'll keep everything in order and they'll work with what they got and try to improve.
Name a running back that you are not going to prioritize this year or next year.
A running back who I'm not going to prioritize. Jonathan Taylor up there, but big name guys, I go Zeke. Let's go Zeke, just because Pollard came put on the show this year. He kind of showed what he had. And then, you know, Zeke getting a little bit older. He got that bag already, so he's not going to mind if they put some packages in and let Pollard get some totes. So, man, I think from what Pollard did this year, it earned him some more carries for next year. So him and Zeke could split them carries even more next year. Now, I think it'll be good for Zeke, though. That'll keep him fresh all year. And that bounce he had at the beginning of the year, he had kind of had that bounce throughout the whole year. That'd be the goal. So I'm going to go Zeke just because what Pollard going to bring to the table.
Yeah, with Dak back coming back next year, hopefully you can see a lot of drop off, check down passes for Pollard and causing a lot of havoc with already the wide receivers they got already out there. And finally, wide receiver you're not going to prioritize.
Wide out who I'm not going to prioritize next year. I'll go Julio out of my big name guys. I'll go Julio just because, you know, Matt Ryan is kind of in that decline, man. They might move on from him. We don't really know. They might have a young quarterback in with him. And then he got talented guys around him, man. He got Calvin Ridley emerging as the quarterback's favorite. You know what I'm saying? You got a guy like that. He like a young Julio, really. So, man, it's going to be hard for a new quarterback come in and not fall in love with that guy when he like practices a lot. You know, Julio sit out a lot. He OG, man. So, you take care of that body. So, man, with that guy, he going to show so much to a new quarterback or he going to grow so much for Matt Ryan in any situation. You look any way you look at it. I think he's going to earn a lot more targets from what he's doing. I think he's going to earn himself a lot more targets. And then it's just another year on Julio belt, man. So, you know, I'm going to go Julio.
Julio's always an interesting person when it comes to fantasy football. I have turned down trade offers to give me Julio Jones just because you're always skeptical of will he finish the season, especially if the team is not in the playoff chase.
Right.
Because why would he risk his health? And so exactly. that's kind of what happened this year. If you had him on your roster, you were probably happy when you drafted him, and you weren't happy by the time the season ends because you didn't have his services on your team. So that pretty much breaks us down for selling high or buying high or buying low on guys for next year of fantasy football. When we come back, we'll do DFS for week 17.
Football is back. So you know what that means, man. We like to put on our favorite jersey, get some beer, get some chips, and lock in on Sundays. So don't forget to lock in with Manscaped, though, man, below the belt. We got to lock in and make sure we nice and neat below the belt so our wives and our girlfriends don't have nothing to say at night after the games, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you spend all day on the couch watching the game, and then you try to get romantic, but you didn't do the part that you should have done before that. You didn't treat your halftime correctly when you should have been taking care of yourself. You alluded to it. It's the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0, and they got everything you need. First of all, you know, Akeem, when we were younger, we didn't have the technology that they have now. Where you could actually have the Lawnmower 3.0. It's a skin-safe technology. It's waterproof. It's cordless. You can bring it in the shower, get all the spots that you really need to get. They also have the Crop Preserver, which is a ball deodorant, so you can stop from the chafing, especially if you're not wearing appropriate boxers. Fellas, wear good boxers. And then also you have the Crop Reviver as well. So you have the Perfect Package 3.0, all these things that you need to make sure that you're on top of your game when the games are over.
Definitely, man. Manscaped.com got us covered, guys. I can remember, you know, just going into the shower and grabbing whatever razor, doing what I got to do, hopping out the shower, dumping baby powder down there. But, I mean, we don't have to go through that kind of stuff no more, guys. We got Manscaped.com. Use the promo code NoFlyZone. You get 20% off and you get free shipping. That's on anything you need. You get you a trimmer. You get you a little deodorant, man. I say you good to go with them two things right there, man. So no fly zone is the promo code, 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped.com, man. They got us covered.
Your balls will thank you.
Yes, sir.
We're back with more Call to the Booth. That's Akeem Talib. I'm Harrison Sanford. What we're going to do here for DFS, I hope you enjoyed last week because you really got a breakdown insight on all the positions, and hopefully it turned out well for you and you paid attention to the injury reports because you had to. But other than that, what we're going to do for this week, what we're going to do, we're going to identify top plays at each position. But the key for week 17, whoever you pick, you have to be pretty certain they're going to play a full game. A lot of guys might play a couple series. A lot of guys just might play a half. And if you're putting bankroll on them and that's just not smart. Anyway, you put it. If you're not sure they're going to finish the game, you probably shouldn't play them. So with that being said, we're going to go through some high price running backs, wide receivers, low prices, the same. And we'll just give you some options to pick through throughout the weekend. But again, make sure you pick guys who are going to play a full game. So here we go, Akeem. Let's look at running backs real quick. We'll pick between two high-priced guys, both teams in must-win situations. We'll go with, not must-wins, but it definitely will help their
trying to win. Play. Both teams trying to win these games.
Trying to win.
And not selling.
So do you go, all right, the two high-priced people on DraftKings, Alvin Kamara 9,500, they can get the number one seed, or Derrick Henry fighting for a playoff position, 9,400. Most people can't fit two. You got to pick one, Kamara pick or one. Henry.
You really can't go wrong here. Both of these guys gonna score more than one tub and have some good yards on the ground, but it's tough. I'm gonna go Derrick Henry. Just because Houston packed up already, man. And the first thing, when you're not in the playoffs, right, if you play offense, you might still want to go ham. It's our last game. I'm finna play this game and go get on the plane. Offense, you might still be full speed. But I'm telling you, on defense, when guys like Big Henry coming around that corner and you like, man, I can't go to the playoffs anyway. Them the tackles that you turn down and shit. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to get more tackles turned down. So I'm going to go with Henry just because he's playing the Texans and they already packed it up. J.J. Watt already told him.
I love the viewpoint of that one. Not when you say it like that, like who the hell's trying to get try to tackle Derrick Henry, right, when you're already not making the playoffs? That made no sense.
Hey Harrison, I've been there before, Harrison. I've been in those situations before. I turn that shit down.
I am mad at it. All right, so let's go to a mid-tier running back. So I'm only gonna pick people who are playing for something. So I like Myles Gaskin at 6,500. Ooh, here we go. Let's do Myles Gaskin for 6,500 in a must-win game against the Buffalo Bills, or Ezekiel Elliott for 6,400 in a must-win situation versus the New York Giants.
Tough.
6,500 for Gaskin, 6,400 for Elliott.
Gaskin going against Buffalo, though. Buffalo. They got something on that run D. I'm gonna go with Zeke. I think they're gonna get a heavy dose of Zeke, and he gonna eat whatever he gotta eat to have that bounce. Cause he know how crucial this is, man. And you know what I'm saying? You get to them running backs had them games, you know, they be one way, then it's like, you know, after season go, I might not be running as hard as I ran before I got my bag, but these kind of playoff situations, now you go back to running with careless, you know what I'm saying? So I think Zeke gonna come out run super hard this week. So I'm gonna go Zeke.
This is really a game for Zeke where he could really, I don't know how to phrase it better, but he can reclaim his star.
Yeah.
Get back into the playoffs.
Catch that momentum. I wouldn't say reclaim his star because he's Zeke. He ain't never losing his star. You feel me? I say it's a good game for him to catch that momentum again. It's a momentum driven game. He catched that momentum this week going into the playoffs, man. The Cowboys are turning dangerous, you know what I'm saying? So I think this is a great week for him to catch that momentum and have a 152 tub day celebrations going into the playoffs. That'd be great for him.
For sure. All right, so let's look at some wide receivers now in spots where they're going to compete for something. Devontae Adams, he's just in the caliber of his own. We won't even discuss him at 9,200. He's just different, man. He's just different. So let's see. Calvin Ridley at 8,500 is not in a competitive spot, even though he might obviously play for something. But again, we want to make sure guys are playing to the end of the game. Same with Tyreek Hill. We're not really sure with Stephon Diggs. So let's start with DeAndre Hopkins. There we go. DeAndre Hopkins, he is priced down at 7,900 in a must-win spot. This is a good one, Paul. So we'll use DeAndre Hopkins versus Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson, 7,700, going against the Green Bay Packers. Allen Robinson and the Chicago Bears need to win. DeAndre Hopkins, they need to win as well, but can get in with some help.
Tough.
It's a very tricky spot because you got D-Hop versus the Rams, and Allen Robinson might get that Alexander shadow.
Yeah,
but D-Hop at that price is cheap.
But Hop might get that Ramsey shadow.
Yeah.
Allen Robinson going to get that Zaire shadow. So, big on big, man. I'm going to take.
It's a tough one.
That's a tough one, man. Ramsey plays so good, and they're going to stand on that defense. No Jared Goff, man. They're going to have the best game plan that they possibly can come up with. I'm going to go Allen Robinson. And there's more man coverage. There's going to be more man coverage. Allen Robinson going to play against more man coverage against the Packers, and the Rams defense going to be on some shit because they don't got their quarterback. They playing for them playoffs lives. They going to be on some shit. So I'm gonna go Allen Robinson for sure.
Okay, and so let's go down to maybe some mid tier. Obviously, AJ Brown looks like he's in a good spot. Let's see here, guys that are playing for something. Corey Davis is playing for something at 6,200. Robert Woods is playing for something, but he's with a backup quarterback, so it might be too easy of a choice there.
I mean, not Cooper Kupp. That's the same situation. Amari Cooper, that's who I meant.
Yeah. Oh, Amari Cooper. Oh, getting okay. So here we go. Amari Cooper at 5,800. You could just roll with that one. Well, is he close? 58.
And Corey. Close. $600, $500.
And you want to do Corey Davis with him? Corey Davis.
Yeah, we can do Corey Davis.
Yeah, Corey Davis at 6,200 versus the Houston Texans. Corey Davis has had some show-out games this year. We would assume that Amari Cooper is going to get the shadow coverage, but he's at a great price at 5,800. I feel like this might be easy, but then again, it might not be because we've seen games before this year where Amari Cooper's gotten shut down. His first time against Darius Slay, he got shut down. He didn't always get him this past Sunday, didn't always get that shadow coverage, and that's really times where he really went off, but he only ended up with four receptions, but he turned those four receptions into major yards. I think it was over 120. We've seen Corey Davis have blow up spots. You said the Houston Texans aren't playing for anything. Corey Davis at 6,200 or Amari Cooper at 5,800?
I'm gonna go Cooper just because I think they caught a little rhythm last week. Him and Dalton. I think Cooper and Dalton caught a little rhythm last week. So I'm gonna go Cooper and Corey Davis. I don't know if they're gonna have to throw the ball like that. It's gonna be a big tote fest, man. I like Corey Davis to catch his couple bang routes, couple of little skinny posts. But I don't know if he scored. I think a lot of the touchdowns going to come on the ground or they're going to come from AJ. But I think Cooper and Dalton, man, I think they trying to find something. They just looked a little better. Their timing looked a little better last week, man. And then Coop coming alive. And I'm telling you, this vet players, Cooper vet. When they get to this time of the year, end of December, man, we still got a chance to play for something. You're going to get their best, man. So, you see, I got them Cowboys up there. I like the Cowboys to come out and go off this week.
For sure. Let's go ahead and look at a defense real quick. We're going to leave the viewers and the audience to pick out the rest of their lineup because, again, it's really going to come down to do you want to play a guy who might only play a half versus a guy who might play the entirety of a game? And that's the decision that y'all going to have to make for yourselves. But we could at least advise you on a cheap defense. So, okay, let's look at some cheap defenses here that somebody should play potentially in week 17. Of DFS. So, Paul, if you want to start from the bottom up, and let's see, we don't want the Texans taking on the Titans. We don't want the Bengals. We don't want the Titans. We don't want the Lions. Jaguars, we don't want. Jets, it doesn't. Jets maybe?
Might be the one.
Jets
is the ones. Look, Jets is the ones who they turn in their tempo up, man, and especially it's up front. So, man, that's where it started on defense. They turning their tempo up front. And New England don't got much on offense. You know what I'm saying? They don't got much on offense, man. So, it's still a Bill Belichick team. They're going to come out. They're going to finish the season. But they just don't got much on offense. On the outside, they stand on that running game. And this D-line right here can stop the run. So, man, good pick this week. Jets.
Yeah, 2,300 points for the Jets. You see, they've gotten two back-to-back wins over the Rams and the Browns, and Patriots aren't playing for anything. So, not a bad pick for $2,300, man. You can spend up somewhere. I think that's pretty much it, guys. Again, once again, make your own decisions. Be wise with them. Akeez, you got any last words to keep?
Hey, hope y'all won some money, man, from our DFS picks. This our last one, right? DFS,
well,
this is the last one?
Well, there's playoff DFS. As well.
All right, so we ain't done, man. Y'all subscribe, rate,
review. Yeah, we don't no need to.
We ain't done with
yet.
This DFS shit. You know what I'm saying? We gonna see y'all next week. Hope y'all win some cash.